A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. This is one of the Gospel passages that our order proposes for the memoria today of St. Martin de Porres. And it's obvious why. Martin never, ever passed by on the other side. He always stopped to help anybody in difficulty. A wonderful example of true Christian charity and love of his neighbor. He's also generally thought of as one of the most likable saints. Every commentator seems to say what a nice man Martin was. But I can't help feeling there's a danger in this, because it's all too easy to think of him as a sort of holy teddy bear, to get all gooey and sentimental about him, because he talked not just to people, but to cats and dogs, even to mice. He tended their wounds. He persuaded the mice to leave the priory and live in the garden. And the danger with stories like that is that we think of them as fairy tales and put the animals at the center. It's the same mistake that we can make about the parable of the lost sheep. It's not the parable of the lost sheep. It's the parable of the shepherd who takes care to go and find his sheep. And we risk misinterpreting some aspects of Martin's care of human beings too. Because bear in mind, it took me a long time to think of this, he wasn't in any sense a figure of authority in his community. He was either what now we call a cooperator brother, but used above all for basics like sweeping the corridors, or recent studies suggest that he was, in fact, a lay Dominican, a tertiary, with permission to live in the priory as a servant. They hadn't, remember, been too keen to accept him in the first place, partly because his mother was an African former slave, and he had the dark skin from his mother. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose, say the French. We're so very slow to welcome people who look different. But look at Martin's good works for a moment, not from the point of view of the Gospel or of Martin himself, but from the point of view of his community. He was forever bringing home derelict hurts, people with infectious or contagious diseases, people with suppurating wounds, people who stank. They were filthy. They probably weren't particularly refined in their behavior. And Martin would bring them into his own cell or sometimes into the infirmary inside the priory. And are we really sure that we'd be any more delighted to welcome these people than the friars were in Lima? Can you really find it in your heart to say, oh, I wouldn't have got tense and angry and hot? Because they did. And I'm not at all sure that I wouldn't have reacted just like them. The point is that saints are difficult people. They're challenging. Their role is to shake us up. It's to make us uncomfortable. It's to force us to face up to our own unchristian behavior. And if we get all starry-eyed about Martin, if we romanticize him, we're also trivializing him and we're missing the point. We're diluting his holiness. And watered down holiness is not what we're called to. So please, St. Martin, make us uncomfortable. Make us think that we need to cultivate undiluted holiness. Pray for us. Pray for us, Martin.